It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Guy Taylor, Washington Times State Department correspondent. Guy, good afternoon.
Hi, Andy. Thanks.
Obama administration brushes off latest North Korean nuke threat. Maybe this explains why we've heard very little from the president about North Korea's antics?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think it was interesting this week that we watched the tensions escalate, as we talked about earlier in the week. And by the end of the week here, the administration, which had kind of played along in ramping up the tensions, suddenly everything came to an apex with this North Korean state media report that the military was making basically outright nuclear weapons threats to the United States, saying that they've got final authority to launch these sophisticated attacks on U.S. interests. And then for like 15 hours, there was no response from the White House. I tried to get a response from the State Department. Our White House team tried to get a response from the White House. And so it seemed like, you know, wow, they shut the noise off, as if the White House and John Kerry and Chuck Hagel over at the Pentagon were all realizing that everything we're doing is also adding to ramping up the tensions.
Well, you know, you and I spoke to this earlier, because remember when we were seeing the pictures that were being tweeted? And,
right.
And
we got
and
into that
messages.
In today's story that, you know, about 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Embassy in Seoul had twittered out images of an American fighter jet flying over South Korea. And the idea here is that the elite in Pyongyang are getting their information about the U.S. policy and U.S. posture and how aggressive the U.S. wants to be from media reports, English language media reports, and social media like Twitter. Mm-hmm. So tweeting those images didn't necessarily, may have really just backfired and got the North Koreans to make more aggressive threats. So I think it's a delicate dance that the Obama administration is playing. I mean, we can say what we want to say and argue one way or another about whether the Obama is such a peacenik and doesn't know how to handle this, but at the end of the day, the highest level officials in the administration are struggling a little bit with how to manage the message on this. Do they want to continue to ramp it up? It seems like everything that they say only gets a higher, more escalated reaction from North Korea. Or how do they contain it? You know, we've been through this before with social media as well. If you'll recall, in Egypt a year ago, not quite a year ago, with the U.S. Embassy in Egypt sending out what seemed like an apology to Muslims for you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did anybody at the State Department or the White House say, wait a minute, tone it down here with the social media?
Yeah.
So I think what they are doing, though, and what probably goes all the way to the president is, all right, let's cool it a little bit here.
Yeah.
We just did a highly publicized, highly telegraphed move of American anti-ballistic missile assets to Guam. Everybody in the world knows we just did that. We don't need to talk about this anymore. We want to tone it way down.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, one of the things you mentioned in the story is that we, meaning the U.S. and the South Koreans, really haven't seen the necessary military moves behind the scene that would indicate North Korea is going to attack something.
Sure, like massive troop movements,
right,
or that they were actually going to do some kind of a ground action, artillery against the South. There doesn't seem to be any actionable intelligence out there about that. What we have seen, what's kind of interesting, and the administration, again, hasn't talked about this because it's really an intelligence issue, is that there appears to be new construction at this North Korean nuclear plant. I mean, this is like the insider foreign policy community in Washington kind of leaking this stuff out. And, you know, I think that these are valid reports and that there's valid photographic imagery to show it. We haven't seen really a reaction yet to that either from the White House. But we did see John Kerry earlier in the week, clearly aware that these reports were about to come out, say that, you know, any kind of new nuclear facility construction or action in North Korea, particularly this one facility north of the North Korean capital, would be basically a violation of previously agreed to terms with the international community about what the status of the North Korean nuclear program was. You know, I think we got it's a wait and see on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's an important date coming up, April 15th. Of course, tax day here in the United States, but it means something a little different in North Korea.
Absolutely. So this is the birthday of the current North Korean leader's grandfather, who's also the founder of modern North Korea. So generally in the past, the North Koreans have used these types of holidays to test weapons, make wildly aggressive claims and statements. So I think everybody here in Washington, as well as in South Korea, is kind of waiting for that to happen and anticipating that this movement. There were reports this week of the movement of this missile across North Korea, that actually could have to do with putting this thing in place to do like a test launch on the 15th.
So would that be saving face? Because, look, let's face it, the guy has made a whole lot of noise over the past couple of weeks, and now he's got to sort of produce or claim victory. And so the thinking is, okay, I fire off a missile, it hits a farmhouse out in the middle of east-west nowhere, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm the champion.
if Dennis Rodman is in that farmhouse, then I think we will have something there. But I don't know, and I think that's what's so interesting about this story right now and so difficult and why it's so challenging. It's not like the Bush administration or the Clinton administration or the very first Bush administration had an easy hand with North Korea either. You know, and I think it's even more complicated now for Obama's people, one, because of Obama's the sort of innate peace posture that he tries to embrace, but two, because of the advance of social media, and it's very, and as well now a new North Korean leader who's totally unpredictable. So we won't know, is this a saving face gesture? I mean, we really don't know what's going to happen on the 15th, and I think we have to, you know, this is the argument that the administration has been making, is that we have to take, the United States has to take these threats very seriously. We can all laugh and say, oh, well, you know, but at the end of the day, one aggressive military move by the North Koreans could trigger an escalation that actually means there's an outbreak of conventional war in Southeast Asia. And that's not going to help the world's economy. It's not going to bode well for the prospects of peace and economic growth in that part of the world, to which the United States economy has become increasingly beholden in recent years. Remember that the Chinese government is the largest foreign holder of U.S. debt at this point. So this is definitely a difficult and evolving situation.
And I just read just a short while ago that Russian bombers have now been flying around. I guess Vladimir Putin hasn't been in the spotlight enough to
so everybody wants to use this to, like, you know, get their name in the headlines, like watching an issue roll through the House of Representatives here or something, you know. So, but I do think, I mean, look, the big question is, so let's say that this military escalation that I was just saying were to happen. So the big question is, like, where do the Chinese line up on it?
Yeah.
And where do the Russians line up? I mean, both, especially the Chinese, have shown overtures at the UN that they're interested in enjoining international sanctions that pressure the North Koreans to play ball internationally. However, behind the scenes, they're there moving their military assets around.
Yeah.
So we don't know. And this is what will come out of diplomacy that's coming up with Chuck Hagel and Martin Dempsey and John Kerry all going to the region to meet with their Chinese counterparts over the next week.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you're going to be going, right?
Yes.
All right, so you're going to be traveling with the Secretary of State?
Yes, and we'll talk when I'm there.
Fantastic. Look forward to it. All right, folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Obama administration brushes off latest North Korean nuke threat. It is by Sean Waterman and, of course, Guy Taylor. How you guys got together and work on it. Every once in a while, you guys do that.
Well, do you talk to Sean? I mean, Sean's a good guy.
Yeah. Fantastic. So anyway, thanks for your efforts,
Andy,
on this, and I look forward to talking to you when you make the trip.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Guy Taylor, the Washington Times State Department correspondent, and we'll continue to follow this craziness as it goes forward. It's 3:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.